Hope's Now and Fitch Solutions has revised Ghana's real growth rate for 2024 to 4.3% from the previous 3.8%. The London-based firm is also forecasting an expansion of the Ghanaian economy by 4.5% in 2025. There is more in this report.
It attributed its revision to Ghana's growth rate to stronger than anticipated increase in economic activities for the next two quarters of 2024, while it believes that economic growth over the coming quarters will remain markedly stronger compared to the last 2 years. Again, whereas inflation remained sticky in the first quarter of 2024, averaging 24.2%, it expects that will trend downward and reach 19.5% by the end of the year, primarily facilitated by statistical base effects. It added that a slowing inflation combined with stronger government spending ahead of the December general elections will support consumer activity and boost domestic demand. Meanwhile, Fitch Solutions expects that fixed investment will continue to recover in 2024. It expects that an improvement in business confidence will result in stronger corporate investment.
And that was a Business Desk report. Now, the Bank of Ghana has denied report that $12 billion in remittance to Ghana from 2018 to 2022 remains unaccounted. This was contained in a statement issued by the Bank of Ghana following the central bank's inability to track the inflows. George Riafi has the rest of the story.
Bank of Ghana in the statement rejected arguments that financial technology firms, money transfer operators, and payment system providers have withheld a significant amount of dollars in terms of inflows in 2022 and 2023. Bank of Ghana maintained that through its due diligence module is about to track and ensure that the necessary transfers are done through their partner banks in Ghana. It also denied operating two foreign exchange systems that allowed some of these firms to carry out some transactions without the knowledge of the Bank of Ghana, adding that through their prudential returns, all these inflows into the country are monitored. The central bank added that there are systems in place to ensure that all foreign exchange inflows suited remittances are counted. The regulator further assured the public that all commercial banks in Ghana, payment system providers, are strictly supervised to ensure full compliance of the country's payment laws and regulations.
George, we have it there with the report. To some other stories, the introduction of Ghana Pay has reduced the cost of transferring money across the country. This is a significant achievement as many people begin to use the platform to complement payment for goods and services. Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Interbank Payment and Settlement Systems, Achiesa, explains to Joy Business that the move is a testament to the quest by government to improve online payment. He spoke after a media engagement on the Ghana Pay platform.
Money goes to, it's part of your float at the bank as well. So it's similar to, for lack of a better word, saying that, look, I need an insurance. The insurance is offered by the insurance companies, but my bank can also offer me an insurance policy. So I'm going to my bank for that policy. So you are creating more options. And as you know, once you have more options, there will be healthy competition within the market, and together the cost of transaction will go down.
Achiesa is the Chief Executive of the Ghana Interbank Payment and Settlement System. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, the Registrar of Companies, Jemima Owari, is asking companies yet to file their annual returns to do so in order to be in good standing before June 30th. The Office of the Registrar of Companies had earlier said some 580,000 businesses and companies in Ghana will be struck off for failing to comply with notices. Madam Owari urged entrepreneurs to always make the right steps to register their businesses. She spoke earlier on the AM show on the Joy News channel.
I'm not that interested in striking down companies and closing up. I'm more interested in companies complying to get the current information on them. I mean, think about it. You start off a business, you start off with your directors and your shareholders, and along the way, some of them die or some of them leave. It's not right. You've moved. You started from, say, Coco Memle. You are now in Kantamanto or somewhere like that. And we come and check the register, and it's still the same old address. So when we talk of filing of annual returns and financial statements, it's just for you to update us with the most current information. Mm-hmm. So we have talked for quite a bit. It's getting to 2 years now, and they are not taking us serious. So by the end of this month, yes, 30th June, we gave up to 30th June. Mm. So from 1st July, we have names already on our website. we informed all companies that were interested in remaining on the register to go to the website, check if their names are there, and they are still interested in doing business in Ghana, then they should update us.
Jemima Owari is the registrar of companies to some agriculture-related store, the chief executive of the Ghana Incentive-Based Risk Sharing System for Agric Lending, GESAL. Kwesi Kobo has pointed out that agriculture will continue to suffer if it is seen as a sector on its own. He stated that full benefits of agriculture can only be realized if it is interconnected with other sectors of the economy. Mr. Kobo spoke at the Graphic Business Stanbic Bank Breakfast meeting today, which was held under the theme Enhancing Agric Efficiency to Tackle Food Inflation.
I have something I call the three C's: coherence, collaboration, and coordination. Policy coherence, policy collaboration, and then policy cohesion. Now, let me explain why I'm saying this. Agriculture is a multi-sectorial sector. That's a mouthful. Agriculture is not just residing in agriculture. You need road network. You need access to land. You need access to water. You need access to finance. So it cuts across all sectors. So if we want to see how Brazil got to where they went, where they are today, it's because they broke the barrier and they allowed all other sectors to get involved in agricultural push. In Ghana, unless we look at agriculture as a cross-sectorial, multi-sectorial endeavor.
Kwesi Kobo is the chief executive of the Ghana Incentive-Based Risk Sharing System for Agri Lending. For your pension tip on Money Lab, our resource person from Enterprise Trustees explains how the informal sector can plan an effective retirement plan.
Hello, welcome to today's edition of Money Lab. My name is Nana Asantia Mwakun, Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees. In our last edition, we discussed withdrawals on the Tier 3 pension scheme in Ghana. Today, we'll discuss retirement planning in Ghana's informal sector. Retirement planning poses unique challenges for individuals in Ghana's informal sector, who often lack access to formalized pension scheme. In this sector, financial resilience and foresight become crucial for securing a comfortable retirement. While the informal sector lacks formalized pension systems, personal pension schemes managed by licensed corporate trustees offer an avenue for structured and individualized retirement planning, allowing individuals to contribute according to their means and preferences. Visit the office of a licensed corporate trustee today to inquire about their personal pension offerings and take a step to secure your financial future in retirement. Thank you for joining us, and I'll see you in our next edition.
Nana Asantia Mwakun is the Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees Limited. And that is the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and a solid pleasure. My name is James Eshen. Before we go, this is the year to stop singing and talking about shopping and enjoying life and just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 Ghana cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point, or via Ecobank Mobile to stand the chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more promo rounds from May to July 31, 2024. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 Ghana cedis deposit earns you an entry into the EMG draw. Ecobank, a better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Ignition is next. Good afternoon.
Joy 99.7 FM.
More money, challenge, enjoyment.
We know say problem day, but you for chop life. Simply deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Express Point, or through Ecobank Mobile to win your share of over 1 million cedis in prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo, EMG. Be one of over 7,000 people to be rewarded. Hey, my God. Yes, so over 7,000 people go chop soft life from May to July 31, 2024 be an Ecobank customer or be square. Remember, every 500 Ghana Cedi deposit earns you a point for the Ecobank Million Gang today. EMG. Deposit today and win your share of 1.2 million in cash and prizes. A better way to enjoy life. A better way. A better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Good afternoon. I would like to have your attention for some funeral announcements. Inspector General of Police, IGP Mr. George Ekufo-Dampare, the President of the National Association of Retired Police Officers, NAPRO, Deputy Commissioner of Police, DCOP, Mr. Joseph Boachi Appiah, Deputy Commissioner of Police, DCOP, Mr. Andrew Buedu Ekuma, Volta Regional Police Commander, Assistant Commissioner of Police, ACP Mr. Francis Kwame Somia, Oti Regional Police Commander, Osuo Dumja Otutua Bebiu V, Nefahini of Ekuyapem Traditional Area, and Ohini of Edukrum, Awo Uwabinempong Abuna Kurama I, Nefahima of Edukrum, Nane Nim Obri Abontendom Hini, Nana Ebua Ofei, Boma Hini, Ebusia Peni, Openyin Kwame Nyako, Openyin Kwejo Nyeneku, Coline, respectively invites the company of well-wishers and sympathizers, Akis Family and Friends 2006, to the burial of the late Chief Inspector Paul Kwame Asante, retired. He was 65. Funeral arrangements are as follows. There will be a wake on the 28th of June 2024 at Edukrum Quarters in front of Lord and Labi Hotel. The body will lie in state on Saturday, the 29th of June 2024, at Edukrum Quarters in front of Lord and Labi Hotel. Burial service will take place at 9 a.m. Interment will be at the Edukrum Boase Cemetery. Reception and final funeral rites at Lord and Labi Hotel, Edukrum. Thanksgiving service, 7th July 2024 at Sun City Methodist Church, Temat Diocese, Ashaman Circuit. Ebusia Penin Kofi Keitu, head of Asuna Royal Family of Kwanza Krum. Nana Kwanza Sapon IV, chief of Kwanza Krum. Obahima Ifua Mariama, Queen Mother Kwanza Krum. CPL Alexander Ahin Kumsen, prison officer, Takwa, and all of Kwanza Krum regret to announce with deep sorrow the death of their beloved Mr. Samuel Otabel, a.k.a. Uklu. He was 85. Funeral arrangements are as follows. There will be no wake. The body will lie in state on the 28th of June 2024 at his residence, House Number 7, New Wager, Mandela, Kaswa Broadcasting, GPS X0273, Avery Street, GS00936960, Atta, black and red. Burial will be private. Final funeral rites 29th June 2024 at his residence, House Number 7, New Wager, Mandela, Kaswa Broadcasting, GPS X0273, Asbury Street, GS00936960, Atta, black and red. Thanksgiving service, Christ Apostolic Church, New Wager, Mandela, Kaswa Broadcasting, Atta, black and white. Children, Mr. Eric Otabil, Miss